He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. How about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy it, taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the Sons of the Pioneers. Lloyd Pearman, what do you boys have for your first song?
He's Riding Home. It's a plaintive, but actually a happy song. It's about a cowboy who's finished his hard day's work and he's headed back to the home corral. Now, this cowboy has a feeling of security because as he rides along, he knows that he's left no burned forest or blackened range behind him. As he jogs along to the rhythm of his pony's hooves, he might whistle or hum or sing a song. It might come out like this.
Sun goes down, work's all done, evening's here at last. Moon comes up behind the hills I love, and I'm riding home.
See that lonesome cowboy riding down that lonesome trail.
Down, doggies, rest a while. I'll be back tomorrow morn and take you down to where the water's cool. But now I'm riding home.
He's riding.
For some time now, we've been getting together on this outdoor trail. And we've talked about this and that, but mostly, of course, about the forests. And about that terrible enemy of the forests, fire. 200,000 fires take their toll of our forests every year. We could build 86,000 five-room homes with the saw timber that's destroyed in these fires. And the pulp-sized trees that go up in smoke each year could produce enough newsprint to supply every newspaper in the United States for 12 months. There's no doubt about it. The timber destroyed in forest fires is a major loss. Golly, wouldn't it be fine if we could cut down this loss? If we could keep the forests free from fire? What a happy day that would be.
Way up yonder above the sky, a bluebird lived in the jaybird's eye. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Way up yonder above the moon, a blue jay nests in a silver spoon. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Way down yonder in a wooden trough, an old man died of a whooping cough. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Way down yonder on a hollow log, A red bird danced with a green bullfrog. Buckeye Jim, you can't go. Go weave and spin, you can't go. Buckeye Jim.
Kind of a silly song, isn't it? Who ever heard of a red bird dancing with a green bullfrog? And yet that isn't any sillier than some of the things that happen in real life. Did you ever hear of fire burning water? That actually happens in a way. Every time fire runs wild in the woods, in the forests, and across the range. You see, when the protective covering on the land, the fallen leaves, the vegetation, and decaying matter is destroyed, you no longer get water seeping gradually into the soil to add to the water table and to flow out later as a clear spring or stream. No, sir. When the protective cover is burned, the water runs off fast. You get erosion and floods, disaster, and even death. Now I see the sons of the pioneers over here have their guitars and fiddles, the little fiddle and the bull fiddle, ready for action. They're going to do an instrumental called Cornflower. Thank you, fellers. We were talking about what forest fires cost us, you and me. How about the cost of forest fires in dollars? You know, it costs money to fight fires, a lot of money. Last year, our nation spent $70 million putting out forest fires, 9 out of 10 of which could have been prevented. Oh, forest fires are bad business, all right. Aren't they, Lloyd?
The fellas and I, we've seen what fire does to a forest. It's not a pretty sight. There's no singing because the birds are gone. They can't live without a good place to nest or where there's no food. And the wind, it has a different sound whistling through bare, brittle branches than it has when the leaves or needles are on the trees. And where the water once ran clear and steady alongside the forest trail, well, it may not run at all. For if it does, it's a brown, muddy flood after a rain. In a burned forest, you get a kind of silence that scares a man. Gives him an empty feeling deep down in his stomach. We've seen it and felt it, the fellas and myself.
Silent prayers, are you lonely? Silent trails, do the cowboys sing?
hear the echoes ring on the breezes softly winging. Some far distant voice a singing, silent sway and seem to say, never gone, we're here to stay. Ooh, silent trails do the cowboys ride again? Are the scouts ahead a guide? Are the redskins somewhere hiding? Are the spirits still a-riding? Silent trails.
Well, would you look who's coming up the trail now. Big as life, with his ranger's hat and shovel, and all togged out in dungarees. He's the friend of all who love the outdoors. He's the popular candidate, the people's choice for support this year and every year. He's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, friends. I guess you all know what I stand for. Forests free from wildfire. But I'm not campaigning just to make things better for me and my four-legged wildlife friends. No, sir. When you support me, you help yourself and your children by guaranteeing green, productive forests, steady, clean flows of water, and you save money, too. The money it takes to put out forest, woods, and range fires. I hope you'll back me up. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail.
Thank you, Smokey.
Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to, that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the sons of the pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest, woods, and range fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling.